We are studying from the articles of Baal HaSulam, the article One Commandment. We're under the title Prophecy Through Generations. Questions can be sent to kap.tv. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So, we are going to start reading. Although Moses received the Torah and the laws for all the generations to such an extent that the prophet is not entitled to any innovations, his prophecy was only given for a time. This is supported by the verse, "A prophet will the Lord thy God raise up unto thee from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken." If Moses' prophecy were enough for all eternity, why would the Creator erect any other prophet such as him? Clearly, his prophecy was effective only for its time. And when that time is through, the Creator sends another prophet to continue and complement his will. Yet the prophet is not permitted to renew or subtract anything, for this would mean that there were a deficiency in the prior prophet. Rather, the words of God are always perfect, as it is written, "I am the first and I am the last." And his only task is to extend that same prophecy to those generations that are no longer worthy of receiving from the first. And the last prophet is the Messiah, who completes them all. He too is certainly not permitted to add or subtract, but his success will be greater since the whole generation will be fit to accept his words and be completed through him. This is so for two reasons, either because of their greatness or because of his contemporaries, or because of both.
Questions, if there are any? Yes, Moshe.
What is a prophet?
What is a prophet? Whoever is connected to the Creator, either in the level of Bina or the level of Chokhmah. I can hear the level of Bina, and I can see is the level of Chokhmah. A prophecy can be in both. Ramchal writes about it in Mesilat Yesharim that he brings the examples of that whole ladder of degrees till you reach a level of prophecy.
And what is that he is giving a prophecy, that he's taking out the prophecy? There's a prophet and there's that he's prophesizing to the people. What's that?
In order to, as much as I understand, that's, first of all, I have to say that a prophet is a messenger who works especially outside of himself in a mission, a calling, towards the outer public to correct their vessels. It's easier for me to say it like this. There's a system. Different corrections go through the system. All kinds of pieces of desires communicate and tie together in all kinds of forms. Some area has a role, some desire, some part, to cause an addition of corrections for some other desires, some other areas in the whole system, some other parts. So towards them, he's called a prophet. Meaning the addition of abundance that comes out through him towards correcting that certain area in the general soul. Yes.
So what does it matter, a big prophet or a small prophet? I'm in my generation, and I receive what I need through the prophet which exists in this generation.
What is exists in this generation? I'll tell you. This is the entire creation. And there's different parts in it, still vegetative, animate, and the speaking level, and they communicate between them in all kinds of different ways, and more and more and more. Now, some part is revealed, which illuminates through it to some parts. Let's say a special force, special guidance. Yeah? This works at its time, meaning while it's actually working, and also keeps working not only in its own time because it belongs to the whole system. That system has to be corrected in such and such actions called years. So it worked at its time, right? But what it worked stayed in the system. And also, he was working. He has a special vessel, the special soul, this individual soul, that through it, the Creator wanted to work upon the others. It's a kind of a soul. It's not each and every one. I have to say like this. On one hand, of course, it's the Creator's choice through the system. And on the other hand, it's also the work of man. Work of man is when he reaches that role. But that role is already set for him. He can't run away from it. Yeah.
Meaning, actually, Moshe brought us the Pentateuch. And for today, I already don't understand what it is, what he spoke about there.
No, wait. Moshe that wrote the Torah, he also wrote in it laws, and that by them you can reach his level exactly. You can reach his level. He wrote it in a way that if you implement what's written there, you can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Torah. Because it doesn't depend on only reading and studying, but it's on implementing it. The laws, the instructions that are in that book are instructions for internal correction, to ascend in attaining and resembling the Creator to a level that resembles Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning to be with the Creator in Dvekut, in the state of Gadlut, greatness, that the entire light can enter the whole Paltzuf in order to bestow.
I can't, through the book alone, to open it and read, because it seems to me like the whole book is...
No, but there's what we say Torah by heart, and the written Torah. So the written Torah, you see these signs on the paper. You can read a story, but except for that, there's Torah that we tell each other by heart. That's all the... how to organize the peh, the place of the masach, that through that the light is revealed to my inner partsuf, not this mouth, the corporeal one. This is what Bala Sulam writes in the letter that he wrote in Aramaic.
No.
Yeah. Or studying mouth to mouth, what we say, pelpe.
And in order to come to this, I must have the prophet of my generation, and he for me is the greatest. Because otherwise I can't ascend even the smallest degree. I cannot ascend.
You have to believe that Israel is not a widow, and one day a prophet like that will show up.
But if he will be great, I won't be able to connect to him.
Well, Moshe knew how to speak with everybody.
So why don't I hear him?
You haven't reached the state that you can hear him. Moses, he reveals himself only in the and when we leave Egypt. When he shows up in Egypt, everybody hates him. They discard him. They want to give him to the Egyptians that he killed the two. He killed that Egyptian, and he's more afraid of the Jews than the Egyptians.
So for me, he doesn't exist at the moment.
He's scared from you. You're Jewish.
He could be afraid, but for me, he does not exist, and I must only have my prophet.
You have to reach... No, I don't understand what you're saying. What are you depicting to yourself that some Moses will come to you right now?
I'm not depicting. I just want to understand. He is constantly talking. He started with one commandment, which is love thy friend. As if we summarize the whole Torah of Moshe into one sentence, and this sentence was summarized by Rabbi Akiva, who also took everything, and now Baal HaSulam is coming and saying, there's a difference between this, a big prophet and a small prophet.
No, I'm saying again, this article wasn't written by Baal HaSulam. They took pieces of all kinds of things that he wrote in all kinds of places and put them together into one article. Don't look at this article as one whole complete article. If Baal HaSulam would have written this, he would add... Here you don't understand what something has to do with the other. Every little passage here, read it as itself. Also what he was speaking about the prophet before and this prophet, also look at them, don't take them together.
I didn't take them during the reading together, and it gave me a lot of light. And I always had the problem that, let's say, there's the creator here, and there's the teacher of the creator. And Baal HaSulam, meaning there's a certain chain, and I could never connect between one and the other, barely with the teacher. And here he's doing something that the success of the small prophet, for me, altogether, for a person in his generation, he's the prophet of his generation, and that's the greatest thing for him. And he can barely even ascend.
I don't know. I don't see a prophet in our generation. Like Baal HaSulam writes, where do you see Kabbalists in our generation? But Israel is no widow. We have to believe that they're there. Just, they're hidden. He will come to you, not in a dream, and he will teach you. Don't worry.
So not in a dream, but how can we at least have some masach of pelepe, mouth to mouth?
You have to try. I have nothing else to answer. Just try. Rest. Leave that for the sky to do. Yes.
Is a prophet and a Kabbalist the same thing?
No. Prophet is a Kabbalist who reached a level of scrutiny, a certain level of scrutiny and attainment. Then he's called a prophet. Take the... where is, except for Mesilat Yesharim, where else can we see it where he explains the order of the degrees? Right, that's from Mishnat Avot.
Yes, it's...
No, we can do it, I don't know.
In Rambam also, there are many sources for it.
Okay, maybe we'll read that if you want to know what prophecy, what a prophet is so much.
I'm asking from a different place. I heard you say that a prophet is that Kabbalist that has a part in the system now that needs to correct the generation.
When we call somebody a prophet, we don't invent a new Torah. There's levels of correction of the Adam, of the man, and resembling himself to the Creator. Those degrees start from zero through the opposite of form till the equivalence of form till Gemar Tikkun to whatever else is there, I don't know. So through that path, there's a special degree called Navi, prophet. Like we learned, a complete righteous, not complete righteous, and so on. So there's a level called prophet. That's it. What else? You want me to show you where it is in Chazeh Derech HaAnpin, below or above it? What is it going to help you? As if then you'll know, okay, so it's above the Chazeh or below the Chazeh. What? Yeah.
No, this isn't the point. My point is, today, for Bnei Baruch, we have you, and you're leading us towards our correction. We are a part that needs to be corrected right now in the system, and we're operating according to what you're saying.
Right.
Now, for us...
Well, I don't know if you're doing exactly what I say, but okay.
Well, you exactly touched on the point that I wanted to know.
Okay.
What is demanded from us to realize what you're telling us?
What Baal HaSulam and the Rabash tell us. I'm really asking you to implement what they're writing, not more. Leave me alone. I'm teaching you how to read what they write. The rest, do it. Forget about me. You be in dvikut with them.
I cannot forget about you, and the fact is very clear. When I'm reading these texts, that's one thing. I can expect for a remedy and for the reforming light to correct me, and when I hear you interpreting these texts, it's something totally different for me.
Right. We are opening the texts together and starting to understand them, and main thing is not to understand them, but to implement them. Yes. That's my role. Okay. As some kind of helper, helping implement this.
So exactly at that point, in order to implement, we must somehow make from between us something in order to receive from you the method and succeed in
implementing it. That's already called gadlut of the Rav, but in what way? Don't kiss my hand. You want to bring me gifts? My gift for me is you being connected so we can get a gift from above. No. That's it. Yes.
What is this gift? That we are connected in order to receive the gift from above? Because we're making great efforts, many efforts, and we're probably still missing something if we don't understand this gift.
We are lacking being connected below. Here, I drew it once on some book or something, right? Avot or something, right? That if you'll stand like this, and your head will be upward, it'll come. Just like that. Also, that you see yourself as a child that is willing to listen and learn these things. But you say in the store that you don't buy the book because they think it's for kids. Well, yes. Let's keep going.
The title, The Essence of Prophetic Success. The essence of prophetic success is to extend the upper light to the dwellers below. The one who brings it lowest is the most successful. Above and below are measured in spirit and in physical benefit. Since the physical obtained by prophecy is the point that gives people footing, and it is known that the focal point in the work of God is the first footing.
So, the greater the prophet is how low he can bestow in the lower, strong, harder, heavier vessels. And those vessels, when they start being sanctified, the hardest part is grabbing that first spiritual degree. Questions? Yeah.
What does he mean that the essence of the prophetic success is in physical benefit?
Towards correcting the vessels, towards the desire to receive.
It's like we're saying always that the prophecy, if we're talking about it's attained above bodily things, above corporeal things, above the benefit for myself. So what does that mean?
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want to be healthy?
Yes.
Rich?
Also?
Successful? Respectful, right? Everything there is, right? You want it?
Yes, I want.
So the Torah promises you that.
That's what doesn't work out for me.
Well, that's your problem, that it doesn't, you don't understand it. But Torah promises all this to you. And you can promise it to everybody if he will receive this method and implement it, he will reach the most complete fulfillment. What's your problem?
The problem is that the Torah was given for the sake of bestowal, not for the sake of reception.
It's just a condition to overcome these beastly vessels you have. And that's in order to not be limited in receiving. The condition in order to bestow is that you won't be limited. It's not that they don't want to give you pleasures, because they give you pleasures a lot, but they want you to receive that pleasure in an unlimited way and not be a little stupid kid. They're bringing you this small little world like a little child, and you're just playing with it, and that's it. Years have gone by. And you stop sitting in the corner playing with that little toy. They want to take you out of the corner. They want you to fulfill yourself. In order to bestow is a condition that your vessels won't be limited. When you go over upon it, you see that you have the world of Ein Sof. And you're looking at it like, I don't know, I can't. Oh, what is in order to bestow? What in order to bestow? It's in order to receive everything for yourself. Just like Baal HaSulam says, it's a psychological thing alone. The pleasures are endless, no limits.
So why did you call it wealth and health and success?
Because you get everything, including that. What?
I don't get that. You said before that in order to bestow is a condition, and it's all...
Because that's a condition, so my vessels won't be limited, but after that I suffer.
I'm not suffering, but...
What, am I going to be sick? I don't want to be sick. In the full correction, I don't have to feel anything bad. Anything. Nothing bad. I go through this level of life in a greater, 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 until all the limitations disappear, including my physical body limitations, and it disappears from my feeling, and it all vaporizes into the world of Ein Sof.
And this is called physical benefit?
Yeah, it's called inside the vessels, in the desire to receive. In the end, who enjoys? The desire to bestow or the desire to receive? The desire to receive has to enjoy itself. And the will to bestow is only the form of receiving the limitless pleasures. If you will love somebody in your vessels, like you are now, you, let's say, will enjoy 10 grams. If you open the vessels and start loving him, really, to that, there's no measurement. Because you're taking the external vessels that are outside of you. There, they're limitless vessels. Malchut Avein Sof, that's your vessel. And right now, you have that small black dot, that in that you feel all the reality of this world. So what do they want? To limit you or to open everything that you'll enjoy the world? That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of receiving. You need some kind of brain instead of being a little retarded kid playing with something, but it's the wisdom of receiving.
Tz
We need to go through a psychological barrier, and then what is opened in front of you is the whole reality. And that psychological barrier is what you're starting to feel in front of you is being implemented. And there'll be more promises. Promises? No. Surprises. Yes.
I want to ask still about this point of implementing what the Kabbalist tells the generation. I hear from the Kabbalist one thing, and from the environment I hear what the Kabbalist is saying, and I hear other goals. Now, these additional goals that I'm hearing are much more powerful than what the Kabbalists is trying to sell to me. What do I do with this conflict? I'm not managing to implement all the way to the end what the Kabbalist is trying to make me implement. There's the goal of life, the purpose of life, for which I live. That if not this, it's a life of a beast. I exist because I can't die. So I fill myself with what I can, a little here, a little there, like this, like that. There's the purpose of life. This is what I need to lock myself upon. With the help of the society, to arrange it for myself in such a way that only this way I'm directed. All the rest of the actions are in accordance with attaining the goal of life. The goal of life is the revelation of the Creator, which is adherence with the Creator. It doesn't matter how you call it. It's attained by love thy friend as thyself. It's attained by connection in the society. All sorts of actions that we organize. So I need to be adhered to this alone. If, in order to attain, well, it works out kind of like this. It works out this way. Understand, it's a partsuf within a partsuf within a partsuf, like in a spiritual structure. Here is the purpose of life. In order for there to be a purpose of life, I need to have the group. In order to strengthen the group, I need here dissemination. Dissemination, Rav writes. In order for this to be, I need this world. Or the nations of the world, we'll call it. I need all of this, but the main thing for me, what is the main thing for me? The main thing for me is this, the purpose of life. And all the rest are as necessary things in order to attain this. Otherwise, I'm not taking. Group, what do I need from the group? Only what is needed for the attainment of the goal. Therefore, the group is completely in order to implement my goal. Otherwise, I don't take it. That's why it's called one who chooses a better environment each time. Because I'm changing the group. I take from it each time the things that I need for the attainment of the goal. It's all the time dynamic. The same thing with dissemination. All sorts of branches of dissemination change. Connected to what? As much as we need to strengthen the group so that in the center of the group we will find the common force where we reveal the Creator. But in order to reveal the Creator in the center of the group, in the force of arvut and mutual guarantee of the group, in order to do that, I have to go out to the broad world to receive from them deficiencies, obligations, fears and anxiety, so that they'll press me and obligate me, and then I come to a demand. And then I reveal the Creator, meaning there have to be here all the, how should I say, all the, these pieces, these components. Actually, I wouldn't do this, the nations of the world. Dissemination is already enough. 3 degrees we have. The creator in the center of the group itself in Arvut, and I as existing there in the group, and dissemination, the 3 degrees. There's no more than that. Like we learn, the lower, the upper, and the upper upper. Internal, external, and center.
About dissemination, if I go out to lecture about integral education, what influenced me from the environment is that I'm trying to pass the lecture on correctly.
What is as it should be?
That people enjoy what I say, and they'll be happy with what I say, and they'll follow me. That, to me, is pass it in the right way.
And what does that depend on? What does the success depend upon?
It's on me going and trying to pass to them the meaning of life.
What are you delivering to them so that they will follow you?
I'm supposed to give them light.
Wonderful, and? So what are you asking?
I'm lacking that the environment is pumping up in me to bring them light.
Your environment, the group.
Yeah.
When you go to dissemination, you have to feel that you're a representative of the group, or like you're coming with the whole group. That you are inseparable from the group. Well,
that I understand in my mind, but in the feeling, what pressures me more inside is that I have to succeed in the lecture I'm passing through. And not pressing inside, I have to succeed in giving them light.
That's not good. It's not good. So there must be here an action on behalf of the group, so it will brainwash you and your brain and wash your sensations, so that you'll be able to bring the light to the people. You can come and say, let's sit and think for half an hour about something. The public will be impressed from that and explode and run after you. As if in an ideal way, I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm recommending to do this, but that's clear. But the light does everything. If you have a kli with the audience, with the public, you connect it. Yes, there's a socket in a receptacle. That's it. All the rest the light does. Yes.
What's click with the audience?
A desire to influence them, to bestow them and bring them love from below up, and from it to bring it love from above them. In short, to organize them in such a way that the intention in order to bestow your giving, the desire for all the abundance they're giving, and then the Creator can bestow upon them with your intention, because they are connecting to you. What is connecting? Their desires are connecting to your intention, and then your intention to do this action in order to connect them and to bring them to the Creator, so He fills. Yes?
Now, if me, through my corrupted state, I get an influence from the group that tells me inside to succeed in the lecture, so what should I do in order to...
The question is, what is to succeed?
So I said, I want the success to be that I'm passing light.
Wonderful, well, so succeed.
So what do I have to do in order to get such an influence from the group?
Demand. But what for are you demanding? Try yourself also to be in a sensation of mutual guarantee. If you do not connect in order to conglomerate within yourselves, in order to gather within you the light, then in all your dissemination, nothing, there's no force that will change anything. You will be like all those... No, not just coaches, like all these parties that are promising, and they're promising with a good heart. I remember I used to be in the liberal party. That was probably before your times. You weren't born at that time, but and later in the Likud party, there was Professor Yadlin. Yes, there were like a bunch of scientists, all kinds of wise people. So they wanted good things. And I'm certain it's from all their hearts. They didn't have like some business to do. There's some hidden agenda. They're not politicians. But nothing came out of them. With them it didn't come out, so they went back to their business. If with us it doesn't work out, we are shattered. With us it's a different calculation. And in accordance that you're not pressing upon yourself, the Creator needs to organize for you klipot, shells. Either go on the path of the king, but from your pressure, to organize the mutual guarantee as a kli for advancement. If you do not organize this, he is compelled to do it through external forces. There's no choice. You understand? So 10 blows will come, the army of Pharaoh will come, and who knows what. Many harsh things, very harsh things can come. Also from the whole world, not just from here. We need to feel ourselves as responsible for a very broad correction. Yes, Moshe.
When we go out to the public, so we need to, we remind ourselves with a workshop how to pass on that feeling of unity, which is the main thing.
Yes?
I still haven't convinced myself that in that workshop you can actually reach that feeling. I see that it's like a nice support, but in actually it's... How can I convince somebody in a workshop if I'm not convinced?
You do not need to be a complete corrected righteous man. Truly the man of light. No. But you must, with all your doubts, anyways, to be as much as possible adhered with the environment. Because then you have some kind of adaptation to the light, some small adaptation, but it's enough for them to feel that you have something. I see. I also saw several movies that were brought for me to see from all sorts of workshops, from dissemination. I see that it works. It works, especially from our friends, different friends, regular friends, and it works. People feel that there is something there. It's not just words, of course not.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
If I understood correctly what you just said about the physical, the body thing, it's inside the will to receive. So there's the audience and my intention to give them something. If the people, their desire to receive is a little, they want little things, but I want to bring them something big, something that connects, and it doesn't answer their desire. So how can I awaken them?
I don't know what you want. Do they want something or do they don't want anything?
They want something.
That's it?
So I have to give them what they want and that's it? I see it happening with kids. Somebody, a child wants something, so the parents are happy, they give him something and he shuts up like a little retarded kid. I've seen it a lot. So this has to be my method with the people?
What they want, we can fill, and others cannot fulfill it.
What is what they want?
Like this. I have a certain supermarket where the whole world exists, including the next world, whatever they want. Any person can come in and take. That's what I'm promising them. Well, do you understand why? Because I'm letting the light do the things. I'm not going to buy them a bicycle for their children or for them something, or some weekend in Eilat for a couple. I'm not doing that. I'm opening for them the reforming light. And then it organizes everything. It's called the Creator's work, not the work of Michael or Niv. Do you understand? I do only that. That's my role alone, to be the passage. Did you hear that word? That's it, to be the passage. From that, I finish my role. Don't demand anything else out of me. But in this passage, you can ask what you're... But you can ask, what, you're promising them after all that they're going to enjoy what they want to enjoy right now, that they'll enjoy? Yes, it will be like that. But will they receive what they want? Yes, they will receive. They will truly receive a house, an apartment, work, all these things. They're now giving you a list. Each is giving you like a few pages filled with detailed things they want. Are you promising them? Yes. How could that be? The upper light changes the person. And the upper light gives the person exactly what he needs to be happy. A person won't want more or less. He will be happy. Simply happy. And we don't need more than that. And I, from this, you will see how satisfied they will be. Happy, not just satisfied with something, truly happy, because the light will organize it. Will there be something or not? That's not important what they will have or not. They will be happy, healthy, with good education, with all kinds of things, and everything. There won't be a complaint about anything. So each of them will be a king. How can it be? Each will be a king. How is that possible? Yes, each will feel himself that way.
And in that case, so I just have to say that in order for you to have this and this, you also have to do something from your own side.
You just need to tell them like this. The force will organize everything so it'll be okay for each and every one, so it'll be good and nice. It's in the connection between us. So it won't be one at the expense of the other, and so it'll be enough for everyone, and so everyone will be satisfied and happy and fulfilled, and this is only between us.
So they don't want unity. They just want to receive.
I'm also saying about this, only to receive.
Yeah, but they also take some kind of step towards unity.
Correct.
And they don't want to take that step.
So continue to suffer.
So my question is how to awaken this. How, like...
Just as when you go to work and you invest for strength and forces, here also you have to invest forces. What's the problem? You need to pay for receiving. What? Just to receive, no one will give you. That's it. You're already despaired from that, right? So no, that you can receive, but this is the condition, and I'm bringing you proof from nature, from impression and inspiration from a workshop. There's no other way. I'm not an angel or the creator that you're coming with me to with a complaint. I'm only coming to explain to you the method of reception, how to receive happiness, how to fill yourself without limits. And here I'm only bringing you an acquaintance with the law, this condition, the ability to receive all the splendor. You want? Good. If you don't, I'm sorry. I'm just coming, just so that you know that there is. And also that you should know that there's nothing else. I know that from today to tomorrow, it'll be worse. And the next day, even worse. Because this is the plan of creation.
So what, I have to threaten them?
No, not to threaten. I am explaining to you so that you won't suffer. Out of love, I'm relating to you. It's not that I need to threaten you. I don't need you in an egotistical way for myself. I'm explaining to you that tomorrow you will suffer less than you are today, because I too will suffer with you today, more than today, the way things are. That's it. If we won't correct today what we have today, then tomorrow we'll have the debt from yesterday and from today. The next day, a debt for 3 days, and so on and so forth. You know how it is in the bank. That's it. So therefore I'm saying, but if we will do it with common support, you will see how much you enjoy from yourself from the connection. That it's not a compelling obligation. It's actually in living, it gives you broadening and light. It depends how you approach the explanation. But you're bringing them in an objective manner, the picture of the world. Guys, do you want? Yes. If you don't, well, what to do? Of course I'll suffer with you also, but I'm doing what's possible. It's not that I'm selling you something that I have a factory and I want to profit from whatever you buy. The more you buy, the better. You understand? I want so that he will suffer as little as possible. I'm coming to you in order to explain to you that we can suffer less. I come to the second and third together with you. Let's do something so that we will all together will less suffer. And even above that, we will profit. I'm not selling you anything.
And in those cases, people start rejecting.
Right, right. But these resistances are on purpose. It's a sign that you're not organized yet to explain also to yourself what you're doing. We will take care of that. Well, we're already, that's it. We're about to close. Yes.
Question about the women. In what powers or forces can a woman go out and disseminate, and do the women have the force of Arvut?
Between the women and between the men, between everyone, the force of mutual guarantee exists. And this is what also Rambam writes to everyone. And everyone must enter into the force of mutual guarantee. And a woman in the dissemination of this method of connection is no less than a man. And all of us together go to dissemination and to implementation. And I think that even not less, but even more than a man, she can do and succeed and help us all. Just as it is written, is that thanks to righteous women, the people of Israel came out of the exile of Egypt. Let's hope that we'll have such righteous women that will also bring us or compel us to exit Egypt. That's it. So, in short, we need to strengthen the society, to unite, to see everything that all that we can attain with the force of the light, and then we will continue, and it'll be certain, with the help of God, we'll be able to reach all the good phenomena. With us, building our new building today, we're with us, the group of Rishon, the group of Tel Aviv, and other than that, our groups, the young group, and the evening group, and the Petach Tikva group. So, Rishon and Tel Aviv were with us today in the building of the new world.
An announcement. In the end, we have a World Congress in Bulgaria. The 1 to the 3rd of November, we will have a Congress in Bulgaria. We're inviting the friends from the World Kli to unite with us and wake up to a new dawn of the new world. For details, Eurocongress.info, and you can sign up there. Have a good day.
אתה מקשיב, את הפאזל כבר מרכיב, והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים, וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב, יוצא למסע לא מתעכב. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותה. קוראים לזה אהבה. מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר